Right, apparently we're a bit unscrupulous up here in the Northeast. Obviously, any answers you give, if you can try and refer to the Northeast, that'd be very helpful.
Of course.
So tell us why we're so bad.
Well, Paul, we just conducted a survey nationwide. And unfortunately, when we look at the Northeast, we find that people who are selling a used car are more likely to tell a white lie than anybody else in the UK. You guys have 33% of people who said they would be willing to tell a white lie, and it's 28% for the rest of the UK.
Brilliant. What sort of lies are we talking about?
Well, you know, it ranges from car to car, but we see here at HPI when we're checking cars that one in three have a hidden history, and you normally find that it's outstanding finance is the most popular one. So people who've taken a loan out against the car previously and they don't want to tell the person who's thinking of buying it that there's money outstanding. Now, the vast majority of people will take the money when the car is bought and go and settle the finance, but there is a fair proportion of people who don't. And in that case, you run the risk of a visit from the repo man, which is not a pleasant experience, as you can imagine.
No, I can imagine. What can we do to protect ourselves against our unscrupulous neighbours?
Well, it's not difficult. I mean, it costs about £20, less than the price of half a tank of petrol, for you to pop online and put the registration number in, and before you know it, you'll have a report instantly in front of you telling you whether this car has finance outstanding, whether it's been clocked, or whether it's been declared an insurance write-off. They are the three main things that we're turning up on a daily basis.
Now, later this morning, I'm going to be speaking to a lad from Newcastle who bought a car and found it was a Category C write-off. What's he left with at that point?
Hey, that's really tricky, because insurance companies, when they decide to categorise a car as a write-off, what they're really saying is, look, this has been involved in a significant claim, and the value of that claim was so much that we decided to write it off rather than repair it. And Category C and D cars, which you'll see on the reports, generally what that means is that they're fit to be repaired and put back on the road, but the insurance company doesn't want any hand or part in it. So it's really important, if you find that on the check, that you have a proper engineer inspect the quality of the repairs and make sure that that car has been suitably repaired. Because if it hasn't, you're potentially driving a death trap.
Well, that was the next question. I mean, in terms of safety, what issues do we have here?
Well, the shortcuts that people take, Paul, normally is they'll repair components rather than replace them. And these might be structural components like suspension articles or even safety features, you know, airbags, stuff like that. And guys will either not simply repair it and turn off the light and the dashboard, or repair it to a bad standard. And the problem is, you just don't know until that car is involved in an accident or you need to avoid a collision how it's going to react. So it's really important, if you see Category C or D on that check, either walk away, there's another car out there, there always is. Or if you figure that it's too good to leave behind, that there's a great deal to be had, have it properly checked by an engineer. You'll spend about £100 to have somebody come around and give it a thorough inspection.
Finally, then, that website?
The website is hpicheck.com, and we've got a couple of apps on the iStore. So check it out.